This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with students during the 9th edition of popular interactive program Pariksha Pe Charcha. In a video released today, the Prime Minister was seen addressing students on how to overcome stress and anxiety during exams. During the interaction, Mr. Modi advised students to trust their own unique learning patterns, emphasizing that no two individuals think or grow in the same way. He said, every student has a distinct style and it is important to have full faith in one's own pattern of preparation.
Pehli baat hai, aap apni jo pattern hai, us par pura bharosa karo. Lekin, jo pattern ke liye sujhav dete hain, usko dhyan se suno. समझने की कोशिश करो और उसमें आपको लगता है यार मेरी पैटर्न तो है लेकिन ये चीज मैं अगर जोड़ दूं तो अच्छा होगा लेकिन किसी के कहने पर मत जोड़ो अपने अनुभव से जोड़ो
Prime Minister advised that teachers should remain sensitive to the learning speed of every student. The Prime Minister concluded by saying that real confidence comes from being truthful to oneself. He added that comfort zones do not shape life, but one's way of living does. Calling the absence of dreams a serious mistake, he urged students to dream big, fear less, and draw inspiration from biographies. The Reserve Bank of India has decided to keep the repo rate unchanged at 5.25%, announcing the sixth and final bi-monthly monetary policy for the current fiscal. RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra said the Monetary Policy Committee has unanimously decided to keep the policy repo rate unchanged at 5.25%. The RBI has revised the outlook for CPI inflation in the first quarter of 2026-27 to 4% and in the second quarter to 4.2%.
Overall, the near-term domestic inflation and growth outlook remain positive. Headline inflation during November and December remained below the tolerance band of the inflation target. The revised outlook for CPI inflation in Q1 and Q2 of next year at 4% and 4.2% respectively, revised slightly upwards, continues to be benign and near the inflation target. The slight upward revision in the inflation outlook is primarily due to increase in prices of precious metals, which contribute about 60 to 70 basis points.
The RBI has also revised real GDP growth projections for the first quarter of 2026-27 to 6.9% and second quarter to 7%. The Lok Sabha has been adjourned for the day following opposition protest on various issues. When the House met after the first adjournment at 12 noon, the opposition members, including from the Congress, TMC and DMK, again trooped into the well, shouting slogans against the government. The presiding officer requested members not to disrupt the proceedings of the House, to go back to their seats and allow the House to function. Amidst the opposition's uproar, the concerned ministers laid the papers of their ministries. The discussion on Union Budget 2026-27 was listed in the business of the House but could not be taken up. The House will now meet on Monday at 11 a.m. The United States and Russia have agreed to re-establish high-level military dialogue for the first time in more than 4 years. High-level military communication was suspended in late 2021 as tension between Moscow and Washington rose ahead of the full-scale Russian invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. Trump then campaigned for a second term on promises that he would swiftly end the conflict. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said the India-EU free trade agreement is a game-changing development for both the sides. Addressing the inaugural session of the India-EU forum in New Delhi, the minister also flagged other dimensions that hold great potential. In cricket, the final of ICC Under-19 World Cup between India and England is underway in Harare, Zimbabwe. Electing to bat first, India were 251 for 3 in 25.3 overs when reports last came in. In badminton, Asia Team Championships, India's title defence in the women's team event came to a disappointing end after a 0-3 loss to China in the quarterfinals in Qingdao, China, today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.